Now, here is an example of what's called a stacked scatter plot. And the reason I'm showing you this is a visualization that's used in statistics. And what we have here is a grid. And maybe you can read the labels, but what we have here, we have four variables that we are interested in: longitude, latitude, depth, and another variable called variable one. And what's going on here, we have these two-dimensional scatter plots, so meaning what's going on here, we are mapping, we're comparing two variables at the time. And so there's four possible pairs between them, and so the top row shows you first the correlation between longitude, and it's all on a straight line because it's the same variable, so of course they're highly correlated. Then we have the correlation between longitude and latitude in the first row, in the second column, and there we see it's more scattered. Then we are comparing longitude to depth, and there's also some scatter pattern, and then we're comparing longitude to the variable one. And then you can do the same thing for the second row, and of course there's duplicate displays, or there might be mirror images of one another because of the variables have been switched. But the point of this is it gives you these two-dimensional snapshots into this four-dimensional space. And then the question becomes, if you click now on the slide, if you highlight the specific area in the display, like here the correlation between the longitude and depth, and you take there where there's a like a triangular shape, and you say, let me select all of these, and then the question becomes, what happens in the other displays? What do they, are they also spatially clustered together, or are they is there a different pattern? So if you click the mouse again, you can see in the other displays we get these hotspots, but they're not all together, but they're sort of distinctly grouped. And so what's going on here is we have these linked scatter plots, and we can interact with one of them and see what happens in the others, and see if there are things get more dispersed in one display versus the other, and through that we can start to discover relationships. So this is an example from statistical visualization, and it shows the idea of brushing. You select some points and then see what happens in the other linked displays.